Hello, hello, and welcome back to Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9 to 5. I am going to be talking about posting too much today because I've had a couple of clients come to me with this concern. And I remember feeling that way when I started my business. And I want to talk about normalizing and building comfort in getting visible, showing up, being on all the platforms, saying all the things, and building your capacity to increase the frequency in which you post. You're going to need to get visible. I know you know this. If you want to sell life coaching, you're going to have to become known, whether that's online or in person. And this is really about being online and posting on social media. And this also applies to your email list as well. If you're worried about overposting and annoying people with how much you are posting content and showing up online, then we need to talk about that because you're holding yourself back and you're stopping the people who really need to see you from seeing you. So I'm going to dive into a couple of the fears that I see come up with life coaches, both from my own experience, my clients, and what I see online. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to do to overcome it. I'm going to give you and offer you new thoughts and new ways of thinking. And then I'm going to give you some really simple steps as to how you can actually start making a change in your coaching business so that you can see a difference this week. This is about you enjoying the process more, you having more confidence in yourself, more self-trust, more trust in your audience. Because if you don't have these things, you're always going to be playing that little bit smaller and holding yourself back that little bit too much. And it's going to show. It's going to show in the end result of the amount of money you make, the amount of clients that you're serving, and the impact that you're creating. So let's dive in. The first one I see is or the first fear that I see come up the most is just being scared that you're going to overwhelm your audience, that you're going to post too much and that people just aren't going to like it. And it's really being scared of what other people are going to think of you. And it's kind of people pleasing. You want to temper yourself. You want to make yourself smaller and make yourself more agreeable so that people don't judge you or don't think badly of you. In some ways, when you really think about what people pleasing is doing, you're kind of trying to manipulate your audience to liking you more. And if you think that they're going to like you more, then maybe they'll buy from you more and maybe they'll want to work with you. Can you see how this is flawed from the outset? Your concern about being overwhelming, being too much, posting too often, annoying someone, that is your hypervigilance at play. That's your people pleasing at play. And that isn't going to serve you as you step into your most empowered self, who is here to serve clients and make a difference and sell life coaching at the end of the day. This is definitely for you if you have always been in a corporate environment and you've always had to play between the lines, stick to the status quo, not ruffle the feathers. Then yeah, showing up abundantly, showing up and speaking your truth, saying what comes, what flows out of you, being passionate about the things that you care about, this is all going to be uncharted territory. So I definitely want to acknowledge that I fully understand why this is coming up. And trust me when I say, I have been through everything I'm saying. The only reason I can sit here and just say it so bluntly and so confidently is because I literally had to have this awareness. And as always, as we know, coaching and awareness creation is literally the first step to making a change, right? So maybe that was enough for you to be like, oh my gosh, I really am doing that. I'm basically trying to manipulate my audience into liking me more and trying to buy from me by posting just the right amount and sharing just the perfect amount of posts. There is no number. There is no perfect number that you could possibly share that somebody will go, oh yes, I like how she does that. She does it exactly to my liking. And therefore I'm going to invest in her. Because the truth is some people will love it. Other people will go, oh, it's too much. I don't want to see you posting every day. I don't want to see your email in my inbox. It's overwhelming. And that's okay. We can hold space for that. And that's why they need to hire you. Because if they don't know how to have boundaries with their inbox, if they don't know how to make sure that they're not subscribed to many places because they don't want to be overwhelmed with shit that they don't really care about, if they don't know how to stop doom scrolling, these are all really good reasons to hire you, right? So really consider it. The people who are going to benefit from you the most are the people who are going to love the way you show up, no matter how you choose to show up, that's best for you. You have to show up in a way that lights you up first, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. I know you know this. It's like the cliche of cliches. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So you dictate the amount that you want to show up. And if right now your capacity is once a week, once a month probably isn't going to cut it, let's be honest. But if the capacity is once a week or once a fortnight, then that's going to be exactly right. And if someone has a problem with that, that's on them, not on you, to change what lights you up. Equally, if you're thinking, well, yeah, but Pamela, I'm actually posting like 5 times a day, then again, assuming this is coming from a place of congruence and alignment and not from a place of overextending yourself, trying to bombard them on purpose, trying to play the numbers game. As long as what you're posting, if it's a number of times a day, even emailing a number of times a day, being on your stories a number of times a day, then if that's coming from a place of congruence because it's naturally coming out of you, then perfect. Don't change a thing. That's exactly what you want to be doing. And the right people will enjoy consuming you and connecting with you as much as it serves them. And we can put our trust in our audience that they have those healthy relationships. And if they don't, then you want to address it and invite them to lean in instead of push you away. So that's overwhelm. And we'll go into that a bit more detail in a minute, where I share kind of what to do instead and how you can literally implement this in your business. But I also see another fear that comes up with life coaches who are starting to post online, or they're already posting online, and actually maybe you have a launch coming up, or you're really driving the sell of a particular offering that you have right now. And you're also slightly nervous about overextending yourself and posting so much that you fall into that kind of hustle culture that you wanted to get out of. There's a reason why you found life coaching, right? And it's probably because you don't want to be in the hustle culture and the hustle and grind mindset of what corporate has done to you. So if you're concerned about overposting because it's going to impact your life balance, and you're worried you're going to get into negative cycles, then fair enough. That's your body telling you, hey, there's a limit here, and I need you to honor that. So instead of shying away completely and changing what feels authentically aligned to you and what naturally wants to come through you, I invite you to lean in and trust yourself more, to have that awareness of what your boundaries need to be so that you don't overextend and overgive and end up pouring from an empty cup. So again, this is that, can you trust yourself? Can you step out of people pleasing and doing it for other people, and doing it first and foremost for yourself? When you stay fully connected to what you need, to what your body is asking of you, to what your creativity is asking of you, then you can start to really lean into that self-trust, that embodiment, and give from a place of authentic expansion, of grounded expansion. That is a beautiful place where you want to be creating from and giving from. And that doesn't mean that you pour from an empty cup. It means that your cup continues to flow, and it's like a bottomless glass. It's amazing. When you're truly in authentic alignment, your ability to create never runs out, because it just refills itself and refills itself. And it's a beautiful cycle that you can get into when you have that level of self-trust, and when you have healthy boundaries, and when you know how to listen to what your body is communicating to you. So again, rewind this if this has blown your mind a little bit, and ask yourself, actually, I'll go into that in a second. We'll go into how you can implement this and make changes in your business. And as always, as you're listening to this, and if you're thinking, I'm hitting the nail on the head here, don't forget, you can absolutely come and work with me. This is exactly the work I do with my one-to-one clients. The other thing I hear life coaches often say is that they worry about being repetitive, that you worry about just repeating yourself like I just did. And look, sometimes it's going to happen. We're not perfect. We're not trying to be. Your clients want to connect with the real you. And your clients, or your audience rather, the people who aren't paying you yet, they're going to need to hear it a couple of times. You're probably going to have to repeat this episode a couple of times for all of the magic to really land. And even then, you're only going to take the bits that really resonate with you. And you know what? That doesn't worry me, because I trust you to take exactly what you need. But as we know, in selling, often we need to see things a number of times in order for us to fully understand and connect with the message. That's a really good thing. And if you look at the people who are really, truly successful, they have honed in on their philosophies. They've honed in on their zone of genius. They've honed in on the stories that really connect with the people that they want to help. And they repeat them and they say them over and over again. You'll know this is true. You've seen it with me. I often tell the story of how I left my corporate career and became a digital nomad, and how I built my life coaching business. I had that all-in mentality. I went full-time, and now I help coaches do the same, but doing it in a place of a little bit more alignment than what I did, so that you can actually do it in a way that doesn't cause you to go into a complete spiral of graspiness and neediness in your business, but that you can make happy money, create happy clients, deliver beautiful coaching services in a way that sustains you and fulfills you and doesn't put you in financial jeopardy. Now, I've obviously come out of that, and I also appeal a lot to coaches who have made the leap and don't want to go back to the 9-to-5. And it's that kind of make or break, because the savings are running out and they really, really don't want to have to go back. And I help them connect to that stillness, that calm, and to find their own flow with creating clients and connecting with people in the world who will truly, truly benefit from the work that they're here to do. So that's my story. You've heard me say it in so many different ways. You go back to the first and second podcast episode that I released, and I share that story in far more detail. And you're listening to this podcast again because you like what I have to say. You like how I have to say it. You know my story. You resonate with it. And when you hear me repeat it, it both reaffirms that you're in the right room, that you belong here, that this is the right space for you, that when you know that I'm talking about business practices that work, you know it's going to work for you too, because you connect to that story. So whether it's repeating your story or repeating your message, for example, I'm currently promoting, I've said it so many times, I'm like repeating myself over and over again. But through that repetition, it has value not just for my audience to know my offer, to have time to figure out if the offer's right for them, to be able to make the decision to work with me, but it also does so much for me as the marketer and as the coach who is delivering the service. And here's why. Because the more I repeat my message and find new ways to understand it, to fall in love with it, to take it to greater depths, to feel the edges of what my containers can do for you, the more I find ways to sell it, the more I find ways to market it, to communicate it, to understand it. And not only does this help in my marketing and selling, it helps in my delivery. So that when you're in the room and you're actually receiving the coaching and the mentorship from me, I've now understood my own offer so deeply because I've repeated it so many times, because I found so many new ways to say it, that when you come at me with any of your questions, with any of your hesitations, concerns, doubts, struggles, fears, whether that's in a consult or in the delivery itself, when you've paid and you're actually getting the service, I am so connected to what I'm offering because I know it so intimately that I am better placed to serve you more powerfully. Far more than if I sat down, created an offer, and then never thought about it again. I had one piece of copy and that was it. And that was all you ever saw. There would be no depth to it. There'd be no real deepening of my own understanding of what I do here and how I help you. And this is going to be the same for you. So don't look upon your marketing and your selling and your content creation as something you have to do. It's something you get to do. Yes, repeat yourself. Find new ways to bring to life the offering that you have. Find new ways to explain the power of life coaching, the transformation that you give your clients. Find new ways to understand the depth of the work that you do with your clients so that when it comes to sharing it with your audience, they're always captivated. They're always compelled to lean in because you're always finding a new nuance. You're finding a new angle to the diamond and it sparkles slightly differently. How beautiful is that? What a beautiful way to connect to what you do in this world and bring it to your people over and over and over again with those tiny, tiny shifts that every time bring more life into it. And by bringing more life into it, you're bringing more certainty, more passion, more confidence, more understanding, and that's just going to radiate out of you. So don't be afraid to repeat yourself. In fact, repeat yourself over and over again. And not just repeating yourself by saying the same words, repeat yourself with the same essence, with the same passion, with the same intention, repeat yourself with the same purpose. And notice how every iteration, every new time you come to the table, repeating your offer, you're deepening that understanding and it's evolving with you. You bring your offers with you. You bring your evolution with you and you bring your audience with you too. The final fear that I see is the like algorithm fear. Some of you are like, oh, I don't want to piss the algorithm off. Some of you, I don't want to become spam. I don't want to end up in the junk. And at the beginning of your business, when you're still feeling your way around, finding your footing, figuring out what works, experimenting with what you enjoy, finding your voice, it's going to take quantity over quality because quantity creates quality. I'll repeat that. Quantity creates quality. And the reason it does is all of the reasons I said that you should repeat yourself, because every time you do, you're reconnecting to your message in new and beautiful ways that you didn't even realize before. It's a beautiful challenge. Don't worry about the algorithm. The algorithm ultimately wants you there. It wants you to be posting. The most important thing that social media companies are looking for is your time. It's your attention. So the more that you're creating, the more that you're showing up online, the more that you're using their platforms, the better. Yes, there's going to be nuances. Yes, there's going to be changes to the algorithm. You're not here to play the algorithm game. You're here to show up so potently and so powerfully and be such an advocate for the changes that your audience, that your soon to be clients so desperately seek, that it's more important that you focus on showing up for them than trying to please the algorithm, because that's just going to be a game that you're never, ever going to win. And the best way to win it is to embrace it. And I don't mean embracing it by trying to appease the algorithm and doing what it wants. I want you to have the invitation of being so prolific in your messaging, in your purpose, in who you're here to help, and advocating for that so powerfully that you showing up is in spite of the algorithm and in favor of the algorithm. This is a bit of a duality and a bit of a paradox I really invite you to play with. Whenever you find yourself falling into the social media hamster wheel of trying to follow the latest trend or do the right thing or follow what that influencer says about what Instagram likes the most, I invite you to take a step back, ground yourself, remember who you're here for. You're not here for the algorithm, you're here for your people, and your people need to hear from you today. So I imagine that's probably blown your mind in a couple of ways, and I invite you to drop me a DM and let me know here what's landed. But I also want to go into, and I've already given some of it away because I couldn't help it as I was explaining what some of those hesitations are, but I'm going to go into why each of those areas is just isn't a problem. In terms of overwhelming your audience, the first thing that I said, I really want you to shift that fear of overwhelming people, of pissing them off, of being too much. I want you to instead really connect to the people who need your help, who are going to be so grateful that you showed up today, who are going to receive your message, look at their phone and go, oh, that was exactly what I needed to hear. How good is that feeling? And if you're thinking, I would love to receive those messages where clients and your audience members say to you, you're in my head, that's exactly what I needed to hear today. You have to create from a place of this is exactly what they need to hear. You see, what you're seeking, you have to give. You cannot receive something that you haven't created. I mean that literally in terms of the content, but also ethereally in terms of who you're being. If you want to build an audience and a client pool of people that absolutely love to work with you, to connect with you, to consume from you, and to benefit from the work that you're here to do, you need to show up as the woman who says, this is valuable. This is exactly what they need to hear. I'm trusting in the message, and I trust that the way it wants to come through is exactly how it's meant to be said and how it's meant to be received. Now, it doesn't mean you won't ever get haters. It doesn't mean you won't ever get people disagree with you or have a different perspective. We need that. It's healthy. It's obviously not healthy to be a troll or to be an asshole. We can always be kind with our opinions and our feedback. But truly, if it's not your platform, it's not your feedback to give. It's more about actually connecting to the people in your mind, heart, and spirit when you're creating and trusting that those people are going to be grateful, are going to receive your message in the way it was intended. Now, of course, as a side note, it doesn't mean that we can be ignorant to the way it will be received. I always say, like, speak with kindness, speak with compassion, share it from service and with love. Don't just be an asshole for the sake of being an asshole. I know some people literally create their messaging using that approach, but I'm pretty sure that the people who are connecting to me in this podcast aren't those kind of people. And if you are, then maybe heed this advice. But also, when it comes to being worried about overwhelming your audience, as well as connecting to the person who's really going to benefit from what you have to say, I also invite you to connect to the joy of creativity in and of itself. When you're in flow, when you're creating, when you're speaking from the heart and the soul and the guts and your passion and the things that you care about, there is joy in the creative process in and of itself. And when you find your flow with that, oh, it's such a great feeling. It's how you create 10 pieces in one day. And then you can go ahead and schedule it to your heart's content or release it all in one day if you feel that compelled that it needs to be known right now. And if you worry that you've run out of ideas, remember, as I said earlier, creativity is a bottomless well. The only way that you sustain creativity is by making sure you fill up your own cup. If your cup is filled, creativity will always flow. If you're speaking from alignment and you're in congruency with what you have to say, creativity will always flow. Now, of course, we're not robots. We need to sleep. We need to eat. So we allow time for rest and to rejuvenate ourselves. But when we get back to it, when we find our flow, when we connect to the people that really want to hear from us, creativity will always be there for us. As I mentioned earlier, it deepens your own understanding of your own offers, of the work that you're here to do. So the more you create, the more you show up, the more you get visible, the more you practice speaking about what you care about, speaking about the things that your clients are experiencing, speaking about the way that you can help, the more that you do that, the more you find brilliant ways to talk about it. And the more that you'll see as you grow and evolve as a coach, as a person, so will your marketing, so will your message. So even if one day the work that you're creating is simply repurposing, you'll find that the woman you were yesterday has changed. You'll take a sentence and it will become an entirely different post. You'll take a blog and 6 months later, you'll naturally rewrite the whole thing and have a beautiful re-edit of what it is. Or maybe you'll read or listen to something that you did before and it will land so deeply that the trust that you have in your audience to understand it and feel the evolution of you, because we can hear the same concept and understand it at very different levels based on where we are, based on our capacity, based on our growth and our healing and our evolution, that we can trust that if we don't change a single thing, it is still exactly the message that was needed to be heard today. So it deepens your own understanding and it improves the potency of your selling and marketing and your delivery. I also want to offer for you that your work is always working. So when you're worried about overposting and when you're worried about showing up too much or being too much, I want you to remember that no matter what you do today, you are backed by everything you've ever done. Everything you've ever done and put out to the world that is still available, still visible, is still working. Someone could find a post that you did 6 months ago and say, today, I need to work with her. It's not your business what people resonate with. It's your business to show up today and show them that I'm open for business. Because here's the thing, if you only rely on the work you did 6 months ago and you're not still showing up today, they could see that work from 6 months ago and say, yep, she's the coach for me. She gets it. I love it. And then she'll come to today and see you haven't posted. You haven't posted in a week because you've been scared to show up. And then she'll go, maybe she's not open for business. And she walks away and you missed out. So you showing up shows that the shop door, that the shop floor is open. It means that you're open for business. So show up abundantly. Show your clients that they haven't missed out, that you are ready, that you are waiting, and that they are so welcome to come and work with you. I've mentioned it in passing as well, but just for emphasis, your sole client wants to hear from you. They're not in this for a casual fling. And if they are, that's perfect. They'll take what they need and they'll move on. But your sole client, the one who wants to do the deep work, the long-term one-to-one transformation with you, whatever your version of long-term is, whether that's 6 weeks, 10 sessions, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 48 months, whatever your container is, the sole client who deeply connects with what you have to say, that trusts you, that loves you, that can't wait for you to show up, they love the frequency at which you currently show up. So if that's once a week, perfect. If that's once a day, perfect. And if that's multiple times a day, perfect. You can trust in them that they trust in you. And I mentioned earlier, remember, it is better to play in the realms of quantity over quality, especially when you're in the early stages, because quantity creates quality. Quantity creates quality. And the reason why this is valuable is because if you are focusing on just doing that one post and getting it absolutely perfect every single time, I'm telling you now, that approach is exhaustive. You're going to burn out. You're going to feel not good enough when that post that you spent 2 hours on doesn't have any hits, doesn't have any likes, doesn't create any consults. And you're going to end up in that spiral of wanting validation from the algorithm, from your engagement. Instead of being so in flow with the creative process and the connection that you have with your clients, even if you can't see them, that while this coach is over here sharing prolifically, sharing abundantly and sharing powerfully, but you're over here doing one post, putting so much time and energy into it that you're exhausted, that you need to take a week off from your coaching business just to be able to find the energy to show up again, then no wonder it feels hard. No wonder you're struggling. No wonder you're not seeing the clients. So remember this, quantity over quality. It removes the pressure. It removes the time for perfectionism. It removes the time for you to overthink, over-edit, second-guess yourself, doubt yourself. It means that you're posting, you're releasing, and you're surrendering. And then you go enjoy your beautiful life and you come back and you do it over again. This is the approach I always advise my clients who are still building that muscle of creation, of creativity, building that muscle of getting visible, of selling, of talking about your offers and of being out in the world as a life coach. This approach is always going to be best. Those who know me and know my work know that we absolutely refine. We don't stay and we don't start creating a hamster wheel of content creation for the sake of it. As we build the muscle, we also build our technique. If you have any experience of weightlifting in the gym, then yeah, repetition has a place, as we know, but we don't want to be repeating a move without the right form. So there is going to be space for refining your content creation and really looking and noticing what's working and what isn't. But don't be obsessing over what's working and what isn't before you've created, because you can't refine something that doesn't exist in order to refine it. You have to start with the creation first. So here are your five key takeaways, just to summarize everything that we've said today. Number one, connect to the joy of creation. Let creation be your creative outlet. It's a beautiful thing to have a creative outlet in your life. It's nourishing. It's how you're going to connect to your clients. And it's how you're going to deepen your understanding of your own offers, your own magic, your own philosophies, and the work that you're here to do. Number two, let yourself explore and experiment with different ways of sharing. Trust the offer, trust the message as it wants to come out. Trust in yourself. If you have an idea, run with it. Don't worry about overposting. Just let yourself and let the creative elements flow through you and trust that it's exactly what your client needs to hear right here, right now. Number three, trust. Trust that it's working. Whether it's the work you created 6 months ago or the work you created 6 minutes ago, trust in yourself, trust in the message, and trust as well that in the next moment when you feel compelled, that you will have another opportunity to create and say it in another beautiful way that you have no idea if it's going to connect. Remember, it's none of your business if it's going to connect, but remember that if you trust it's going to connect because you lead first, because you're the CEO, you're the leader of your life and your business, then that's the only way that it's going to give your audience a chance to connect with it too. Number four, and it's implied, and I've already said it a million times, but connect to your soul client. As you create, connect to the person that's receiving it. You're not sharing it with strangers. You're not sharing it with trolls. You're not sharing it with haters. Now, if those people happen to see it, so be it. You can handle it because you're well supported, because you've got your own back. But primarily, the only person you're creating for is your soul client, the person who needs to hear what you have to hear today, who loves what you have to say and how you have to say it, and who appreciates you showing up for them. Even if they don't think of it in that way, them receiving your message, your post, your email, and going, "I'm so glad that I saw that today." That is what you're aiming for. And finally, number five, remember that quantity creates quality. So I hope this was helpful. As always, I promise these episodes are basically a masterclass in and of themselves. But if you want to take this work further and you want me in your corner to support you as you practice creating from the heart and from the soul and deepening your understanding of your offers, deepening your understanding of yourself, getting more visible, trusting in your people, connecting to your soul clients, and finding that balance where you're not overexerting yourself, you're not falling into perfectionism and people pleasing, then I can help you. My one-to-one container is the perfect space for you to be fully supported and fully met as you start and grow your coaching business. So if you want to take the next step with that, then you can go ahead and drop me a DM, find me on my website at coachingwithpamela.com, or go ahead and book a consult. And you're probably already on my email list, so you can just drop me an email, whichever way you want to reach out to me. Trust that it's the right way, and let's get the ball rolling. And in the meantime, enjoy this new fresh perspective of content creation, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the next episode.